This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we go. Another lifestyle hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner to celebrate the day, celebrate the hour, celebrate our time together as we try to lead. I don't want to tell you what to think, tell you how I think. You can learn how to figure things out. A lot of people have blind spots, Jay,
yeah,
because of conditioning. And I use as an example of that a headline that's in a liberal website. And the headline reads, Trump supporter charged with pulling knife on family with children outside of a Manhattan courthouse. Why do we know,
Yeah, why is that the identifier?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What was that? Woo-wee. Bang, bang, boom, something fell. Bang, bang, boom.
The guy is a Trump supporter and says, yes, yeah, he shall be identified.
Right, that's it. So, yeah, why is that, would you say, if it was a Biden supporter who pulled a knife on somebody, how the hell did he even know he's a Trump supporter?
Yeah, it would be a Trump opposer then. It's just like, why is Donald Trump
used for
so many people? Donald Trump has nothing to do with the story unless maybe it was a ignited over an argument about Donald Trump or something. And even then, why is that the identifier?
I don't know. I'm sure we are in a silly time. We really are. We're in a very silly time. I would think that they would, that some people would be, I don't know, is humiliated. I don't know what the right word is, but I know that it's time for us to head toward the middle, and we don't seem to be getting that way. I was asked yesterday when I was talking about Trump, and I forget who else I was talking negatively about, and the suggestion was that a lot of Trump supporters would turn the radio off. And so my retort to that was, did they turn the radio up when I was dissing Elizabeth Warren, who is the liberal from Massachusetts? And liberal isn't, why do we, she's an incompetent nincompoop. And then, well, I'm not supposed to call people names. Okay. She's a bad senator, in my mind. A lot of people, obviously, she gets elected, so must have something going for.
Well, and why does conservative automatically mean Republican and liberal automatically mean Democrat when there are liberal conservatives and there are conservative liberals? There are conservative Democrats. I know some liberal Republicans.
Yeah, me too.
How did those?
I would be considered one in the old days.
Be named, yeah.
Yeah, very fiscally conservative, and what you do in your own life is none of my business or none of yours, actually. The Republicans, speaking of Republicans and Democrats, seem to be trying to create obstacles to college students who are over the age of 18, depending on your state. Voting, there are a lot of people being signed up to vote. And so under the circumstances, it looks like here again is another headline. Be ready for an expensive political fight. You know what would bother me?
Huh.
In terms of elections, if artificial intelligence were used, you know, we keep talking almost every day there's something new, and it seems to have just come out like an explosion. We were, a year ago at this time, did we ever talk about artificial intelligence? I don't remember ever talking about artificial intelligence.
I feel like we have been.
And really?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. Last year I remember talking about it. I do think that there is more of a focus, that it is more prevalent.
Yeah. Somebody who has their hands on some form of artificial intelligence production facility has created a fake image of Trump getting arrested in New York. Does that affect the... The election. Is that the kind of stuff that affects the outcome of elections? Stuff like that? Is that
it could, especially because it also opens up the conversation of how people don't do the research. So many people were sharing these photos without saying that they were from reputable sources, and thinking that this had happened, that Donald Trump had been arrested, that he tried to fight off the officers, and that he was already in jail in an orange jumpsuit. Like, people were actually
ridiculous
this and resharing this, and that, again, goes towards the whole thing of people see something on social media, they think it's true, and they run with it without actually seeing if there's any legitimacy behind it.
Well, the situation in El Paso and over across on the other side in Juarez, La Ciudad, I always like pronouncing the Ciudad, Juarez. A fire started there after a protest, and the Mexican government now says that U.S. policies have created overcrowding and desperation on their side of the border. Really? That's I didn't realize that we were in charge of what's going on in Mexico to sort of counter
the
what
power
we're talking
we
about
yield.
Here. Yeah, right, exactly. It's our fault. And all these, well, in a manner of speaking, it is, if you define a fault and guilt and stuff, we have a good thing here in our country for the most part, even though you wouldn't know it, listening to some of the radio programs and watching some of the TV crap that there is. But we have a pretty good thing here in comparison to most other places in the world. Is it perfect? No. Is it great? Yeah, I would rather live here than anywhere else. And I've been to a lot of places, although some people say I'd be happier in New Zealand because they have lots of cows there. Would I? Maybe I could adapt to anything, except I don't want to be far away, that far away from my children. Other than that, I don't want to be that far away from my cows that are here.
Yeah,
I gotta
that would
put
be
them
a
on a boat and ship them to New Zealand.
Yeah. A long flight just for a weekend trip.
Yeah, right. My long flights are relegated to getting on a plane and going to Los Angeles, which I will happily do for April Fools this weekend to see what we have, what's planned for Gramps, right? The latest from the banking fraud, Silicon Valley Bank, apparently the federal regulators who are supposed to be in charge of supervising the bank were on the take. At least that was one of the accusations. And that's why the bank failed, because nobody's really paying attention to what was going on. Without the feds, we have nothing, right? That's what the federal government would have us believe. But the other side of that coin is that they're supposed to be protecting. That's what we pay the government for, to protect us, to protect. And that includes our money. So the House Committee on Banking is having hearings to try to figure out what went wrong at Silicon Valley Bank. Hello, duh. What went wrong was nobody was watching the store. They had a bunch of boobs on the board of directors. The people that ran the bank didn't really have a clue about anything other than one particular, I think one of the guys that was running the bank, or one division of the bank, came from the Silicon Valley background, the experience. Ran some kind of a company, or was involved in some kind of a company that was what everything else, you know, everything in Silicon Valley is all about Google and Facebook and right and all that stuff. So that's, you know, that's what he said. Okay, let's get that market. Let's corner the market on money from the startups and anyway. So you know the lesson here is to have not more. It's kind of like the gun control thing, Jay. If they would enforce the laws, then there wouldn't be a problem. We don't need more laws. We need to enforce the laws that are there equally across the board. Hello. Ding, 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 ding.
And that's one of those things that the states should truly be united in how this is going to be handled.
Yeah, right. Okay, any more on TikTok? Do we get them yet? Speaking of that, right,
that's a personal fight for TikTok.
Yeah, right, exactly. Go get them. I'm alone on that one, I think. Anyway, well, no, I'm not really, because at least here in this circumstance, the lawmakers say we should do something about it. The shooter who killed six people at the Nashville school this week, legally purchasing seven guns. Here's an interesting story, an angle on this. The actress Melissa Joan Hart apparently helped some children escape the shooting. She and her husband were on their way to a school conference when they spotted this class trying to escape the building where the shooting was going on. So they have children.
A bunch of kindergartners.
She obviously lives in, they obviously live in Tennessee. Their child is in this school.
Yeah, well, two teens and a 17-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 10-year-old are her children. And they were actually out of school that day because their school had some kind of conference day or something.
Yeah.
And
so they weren't at that school.
Well, no, they don't attend that school, but they do attend a school nearby, and she and her husband were actually on the way to a conference when all of this started happening, and they see a bunch of students, like kindergartners, coming out of the woods trying to escape, and so they helped them cross the street, they helped them reunite with their teachers, a couple students reunite with their parents, didn't realize when they were just trying to go to a meeting at their children's school, all of a sudden became part of this and helping so many other people. And here's the thing. They apparently, this is the second time they were in close proximity with a school shooting. They were previously living in Connecticut, and they were in the area of the Sandy Hook shooting, not at that school, but a school nearby. And now her children, another school nearby, same location. This happened in the Green Hills neighborhood of Nashville. And it's a kind of a well-off area of Nashville, and just to have it happen a second time.
What's she noted for as an actress? What's the stuff?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. She did a couple other TV shows. There was the sitcom Melissa and Joey with Joey Lawrence. She did a bunch of different movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she definitely big in like the late 90s, early aughts. And did you see The Reporter? A Nashville reporter was discussing what was going on with the shooting, and she revealed her own information that she is a school shooting survivor herself.
I did see that. And I was, thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah.
Sandy Hook. And other schools who just go back and forth and up and down. I thought it was interesting what was posted here by Melissa. She said, quote, that all of this stuff is too raw, and she didn't feel comfortable sharing a lot of this stuff. But it's raw as can be. Look at the things that are happening in the last 24 hours that are raw. The fire in Mexico, right on the Mexican-American border. The shooting in Nashville, right? Those two things in and of itself have occupied a lot of our time and thought. And could they both have been prevented? I guess the answer to that is a simple yes. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Across the country.
country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Social media time, comment time here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner at 23 past the hour. Our overview of what's going on with some of our listeners I thought was interesting. Also, we're talking about the shootout at the Nashville school. Leanne Rimes has got comments on that. Sheryl Crow, some of the country stars that live there certainly are up in arms, as they ought to be. Everybody ought to be up in arms about this and so many other things that are happening that need to be, the whole thing's got to be curbed. I want to say hello to some of the people listening, Jay. Here's a fellow listening in England. We have lots of listeners around the world that find us. You know, they're listening to streaming, and they go to gooddayshow.com, and they know they can hear the whole program through the course of the day. So here's this fellow, Ray Phillips, who is listening. He just sent us a note, said, "Hello, I'm here." Hi to Bessie LaPlante, Lynn Greer, Aaron Otto. Let's see here. Marin Agresti, Gabriel Pippo. What an interesting name that is. Jacob Baxter, Lori Francis. I like acknowledging some of the folks who are here that maybe are friends as well on Facebook. Okay, so Jay has asked the question as we presented it, because April Fool's is right around the corner. So the question is, what's the best April Fool's prank you have ever pulled or had pulled on you? Here's an example. Mary writes, "When I called my sister and her husband hotel room, asked them if they got out the Steamliner travel trailer they had parked at my house." I don't understand this. Is this?
They were on vacation, they parked a Streamliner trailer at their house and asked, like, "Oh, hey, did you already come get it?" Well, they were at the hotel. Yeah.
Gone.
They think, like, it got stolen. I like Jay's. Jay's has a good one. It wasn't April Fool's, but he and his wife apparently had a disagreement, so she went shopping to cool down. He went to the mall and moved her car. I think that's brilliant.
That is. All right, hi to Terry Seavey and Colleen Silva. This is nice because we get to connect Melody Dixon, the people who are important cogs in the wheel, because they're paying attention. And that's, you know, part of the question that is, you know, that is important is who's listening. We always want to know who's listening. Jay posted this. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus are in line. And I guess you're looking for what people are experiencing if they actually went out. We told you where to look. And Gary Roeder said he got a beautiful view of Venus Yeah, he's listening up in Ontario, Canada. So there's...
Venus was the only one on display.
Yeah.
It was very anticlimactic, and the whole thing was that this was the only time that the planets are going to line up, or more so in an arch, and for, I think, the next 17 years, we won't be able to see this again.
No.
And Venus, without binoculars or anything, and the rest of the planets went below the horizon pretty quickly.
So I see another one of our listeners, when we were talking about Uranus, they said that the only place you could see it was in California. This lady says, unless the question was, did you see Uranus? And some wise guy probably.
No, those were two separate comments. Yeah, one was saying, did you see Uranus? One was, the other one was, unless you're in California, saying that super soon. Like, mm-hmm. as in when this was posted, in a few, like in 10, 15 minutes, you should be able to go outside and see these. But that's more Eastern time zone.
Yeah. And then there are comments back and forth about automatic weapons and the shooting and, what's legal, what isn't legal, and what should be legal and shouldn't be legal. So there's always going to be that, and that's good. There's nothing wrong with those comments. So we have some of the things that are more directed. Some of them are silly and some of them are serious. But there is a 50-50 thing on this assault weapons. I don't see any reason for having assault weapons. I don't care whether it's freedom or not freedom. I just don't see it. I think we have matured to the point where we ought not to allow those. That's my read on it anyway. Help yourself to more comments at gooddayshow.com. It's 28 past the hour.
If you've never been to a pawn shop, it's probably not what you're expecting. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Think yard sale, where you can be the buyer or the seller. The cash you need today may be something that's gathering dust right now in your garage or attic. Why wait till next Christmas to re-gift stuff that Santa brought last Christmas? Need power tools? Who cares if that second-hand electric drill is scratched up? It looks like you've been working. When you see someone with a Rolex watch, a real one, can you tell whether they bought it new? Are you ready to pop the question? That diamond took millions of years to create. Who cares if someone else owned it for 3 years? Get the stone remounted. She'll never know. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at... AndYouCanQuoteMe.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed by...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said that fatalities are expected after 2 Black Hawk helicopters from Fort Campbell and the 101st Airborne collided and crashed near the base. What we know this hour, crew members were flying 2 HH-60 Black Hawk helicopters during a routine training mission when the crash happened in Trigg County last night. Trigg County is just over an hour's drive northwest of Nashville. 7 California Highway Patrol officers and a nurse were charged with involuntary manslaughter in connection with the death in police custody of Edward Bronstein. The death happened in March 3 years ago. Bronstein was screaming, "I can't breathe," while being restrained by officers who were trying to take a blood sample. His cause of death was ruled by the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office to be acute methamphetamine intoxication. Attorney John Kelly called District Attorney George Gascon's charges outrageous and irresponsible. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
The call of the day is to me, Doug Steffen, at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. Four at the hour now, nature has found its way into your head. That is because we are all about nature here on the Good Day program. Among many other things that are important, what's going on in nature is important. So Jay Kirshner and I have discovered a young Holstein calf that has just sold for $10,000 because the calf has a smiley face. That's markings. You posted this, right? Did you post this?
Oh, no. I emailed it to you. I thought you were asking for it. But I will get it posted. And it's called Happy.
Yes.
Which is a very fitting name.
It is. So Happy has, the owners of Happy have found a forever home for Happy. And now they're $10,000 to the better. And so they have used this two sides to the Happy here. The calf will have a nice home, and they've used that money to help I think it was a hospital, wasn't it, that was in need of the local hospital in their community had some problems, and so they donated it to help out the hospital. So here we go. They were the folks that the calf was born on this farm. I'm looking at the name of the farm. What is it called? the dairy farm that they own. I thought there was a special name for it. Anyway, they decided they were going to keep the calf on their farm. And, you know, they do what I do with some of the calves. We have a calf here that's at, I have about 50 dairy cows down on my farm, which is up the street from where I live. But here I have a barn and a couple of sheds, and we had a calf last fall that was in trouble, had a respiratory problem, pneumonia. Aww. So we kept her here because I didn't want, she was very cute, and I don't ever get rid of them. If they can survive, I'll mm-hmm. do what I can to save them and have them grow. So this little calf has come around to being a pet. She wanders around the farm, just around, she stays near the other animals. There's a donkey and a pony out in one of the pastures, and she kind of visits with them. But she wanders around during the day, just follows the pasture line, the fence line, and has a great old time. She's very cute. I should actually take a picture of her and post that as well. So there we have animals in the news. Here's an interesting reality. A painting that had been sort of cast aside by it turns out, a Dutch master painter named Pieter Bruegge. Is that how you pronounce his name? I think
that's what I would
like
say.
Been hidden behind the door of a home in France. Apparently, it's the real deal. Nobody really knew whether this was a masterpiece or not. So it's going to hit the auction block, and they expect to have it bring $1 million. I love these stories. People find stuff in their attic. Don't ever throw anything away. There are so many people that have thrown so many things away, and after the fact they found out they were worth it. They go to, what's that show on PBS, the Antique Roadshow?
Oh, yeah, something like stuff. That. Well, and I feel like there's been a lot of stories of people finding some kind of furniture or handbag or something in a secondhand shop, and then there's some valuable treasure hidden inside.
Yeah, right, exactly. We've seen a couple of those stories this week. The fellow that had the metal detector, they found, what, $150,000 worth of gold?
Mm-hmm.
Just by going around and, you know, just, you have a lot of fun, actually, doing these sorts of things. I know a lot of people who do it as a hobby. A lot of fun with that sort of thing. All right, other names in the news today here on Good Day. Adnan Syed. Now, this name isn't a host. Well, I think maybe people would remember that he was convicted of murder, and now this whole thing has been thrown back into the courts because this
has been a messy one.
Yeah, and I don't know whether you understand the pieces of the pie here, but the appeals court has reinstated his murder conviction after they found that a lower court violated the victim's family's right to attend a hearing on vacating the conviction. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what all those words mean when they're put together?
Yeah, well,
legal mumbo jumbo.
Look at the whole thing. So initially convicted of first degree murder, sentenced to 30 years plus, life plus 30 years in prison.
Right.
Then this is one of those instances where a podcast called Serial covered the killing, brought renewed attention to the case. Then a few years later, a judge vacated the conviction, ordered a new trial. It was upheld, then it was overturned by a different court in 2019 following another investigation that uncovered new evidence. Eventually, all charges were dropped. He was effectively exonerated. And now the newest one is that, no, the conviction is reinstated.
Good God. What a circus. Right? All right. So earlier we were talking about there's now already some response and some people say, huh? To this Magic Johnson group submitting a $6 billion bid to buy the Commanders in Washington from Dan Snyder. Mm-hmm. I just, my mouth, when I saw it, my jaw dropped. Right? And a lot of people, huh? How can these things be worth this kind of money? So apparently Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z were also trying to buy this. So how much money did they didn't offer? $6 billion. I think the last time, as we were saying before, the Denver Broncos, you said last year four and something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are baseball teams worth as much as football teams? Are hockey teams worth as much? No, hockey's not there. But I think there are some baseball teams that would be worth that kind of dough. I think Magic Johnson has a piece of the L.A. Dodgers, doesn't he? A couple of the Los Angeles teams. So at any rate, this would be interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Dan Snyder is one of the most disliked owners in the NFL. And generally speaking, he's very disliked by the Washington fans as well. But he can't be that disliked if the team is popular enough to draw a $6 billion bid to buy the thing. Good Lord. $6 billion for a football team. I'm in the wrong business. Somebody want to give me $6 billion for this radio program? I'll stay. Jay will stay. We'll take the dough and we'll stay.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Step right up. Right now, we're taking bids. $6 billion or higher. 855-999-DOUG. Right? Listen, maybe even a little less than $6 billion we might take for this. See Rush Limbaugh's house in Palm Beach sold for $155 million?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just because he lived there. It was a nice house. I remember driving by it a number of times. Nice house. Close to the, right on the ocean. There, as you go down the Ocean Drive in Palm Beach. He paid $3.5 million for it when he bought it back in, I think it was 1997. So it sold for $150. That's a good investment. His wife,
that
I'm
really
sure,
is. Yeah.
Very happy at that return. Okay, here's another rich guy. Patrick Carroll. Real estate guy working toward donating $1 million worth of shoes to children in need. I suppose we could use this. This could be a twist on having big shoes to fill. So he's already given away $300,000 worth of sneakers to youngsters in Miami, Tampa, and Atlanta. He started his company in Atlanta, so he's giving these sneakers to children at the Boys and Girls Clubs there. And let's see, they got where else he's giving these things away. This is this is something they call them Sneaker Don. Who's Sneaker Don? This is the father of some of these kids that got the whole. I'm confused. Is he giving the stuff, or is this other guy giving
the real estate mogul is? And
he's giving the shoes.
Yeah. And he's kind of spreading cheer and giving these kids something that they need, because everybody could use a good pair of shoes, a new pair of shoes, but also showing them that you can do anything you want. Anybody can do anything they want. Stay focused, push hard, push through whatever hurdles life is throwing at you. And then when you do, and when you do make it, still continue to give back and help other people too.
Mm-hmm. Helping is what we're all, that's my standard line. We're all here to help. So let's help as much as we can in whatever way we can. Other names in the news here on Good Day. Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, in London this week for a legal case in which he and other prominent figures are suing the publisher of the Daily Mail for illegal information gathering. He submitted a witness statement in which he says he was made to adopt his family's policy to never complain, never explain when dealing with the media. He says, quote, following the death of my mother when I was 12 years old and her treatment at the hands of the press, I've always had an uneasy relationship with the press. I understand that. However, as a member of the institution, the policy was to never complain, never explain. There was no alternative. I was conditioned to accept this, and for the most part, I accepted.
They will say what they say and just let them do it.
Right. So he became increasingly troubled, though, by the approach of not taking any action when he started dating Meghan.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of articles about Meghan.
A lot of things that he felt how his mother was portrayed and dealt with, and he started to feel that that's what was happening to his wife. He saw a lot of similarities between the two, and he always blamed the press and the paparazzi for the death of his mother, and he didn't want to see that happen to his wife.
Well, it is. He's right. They caused it.
Well,
absolutely.
His wife also struggles with, I don't know if she's ever been clinically diagnosed with depression. I think so. I think she's been pretty open about her mental health struggles.
Who, Meghan?
That, yeah, and that she has not contemplated suicide, but she had told her husband, like, she's not doing okay. She needs help. She, a lot of times when you see them in public, when before the whole, what was it, the Megxit thing?
Yeah.
Is that what it was nicknamed?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
were holding hands, and it was because he was trying to comfort her and assure her that she was okay. And he just saw these things happening, and he felt like he had to speak up and stand up for her.
Yep. Well, a good husband would do that, right? As a good wife would do it. If somebody was blaspheming your husband, you'd go to his defense immediately.
Oh, I'd throw down. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Throw down. That's an interesting expression. Where did that originate? Is that a Southern expression?
Throw down. No, I've known it for a while. I'm not sure where it originated from. Hmm. We'll have to ask the Googlebot.
There we go. You're going to ask while I come up with the next name in the news. Chelsea Brown, who apparently likes to travel to flea markets and thrift shops, looking around for interesting items. She's an amateur genealogist. She enjoys tracking down the owners or the descendants of owners of lost heirlooms. So she has returned 500 objects to their owners. Wow. This is kind of interesting. She says, I love the thrill of the chase. Love to close out mysteries. This sounds like an episode of Perry Mason. She's apparently gotten a lot of Holocaust items and returned them to their owners. She brings up this, you know, there are all kinds of, you know, if you're doing this, you look around. We were talking about this a few minutes ago. All of this stuff that can go on to shows like Antique Roadshow. There are so many different things that people can find the gold. And then she's found a lot of interesting items like love letters from decades ago. And she's struggled to find the people who were either writing it or were to be the recipients. So imagine how satisfied she is when she puts those things together. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Chelsea Brown. Yeah, 48 past the hour.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the spring sale, March 24th through April 3rd, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Dancing with tick bites. This is could be the seasonal headline for the Warren Eckstein visit on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I have the pet show host Warren Eckstein here with us to celebrate Tick Bite Prevention Week. And you knew the ticks around the country and around the world, one of the most important groups of beings. I don't know, can you call a tick a being? There are 140 different species of ticks. I remember collecting, being on the farm, Warren, ticks all over the place, but you don't have to have, and I don't remember getting ticks, though, on Charlotte in Los Angeles. When you're out walking your dogs, do you have a problem with ticks there?
Not so much on the West Coast. I'm sure they're around. No. People call me on the show with ticks, you know, more in the more rural areas. But ticks are, you know, I used to come home covered head to toe with ticks, and the reason for that is
New York. Yeah.
Well, right. You know, I was on Long Island, first of all, and I was training dogs for some of the police departments, and when you're training them for tracking, you know, using the weeds and the high grasses and everything.
Sure.
I would come home. So, yeah, and you got to be real careful. You know, there's all kinds of things that ticks can spread. So, and most people, when a dog gets a tick, they have no idea what to do with. They get a tick on themselves. What they do is they'll try to, the old thing, put a match on the back of it and burn it, and they'll back out, take a tweezer. But here's the problem. If you see a tick on your dog or yourself, and you take a tweezer, and you try to take it out, most of the time you're pulling off the sac, but not the head. Mm-hmm. The blood is where all the problem is, in that little sac. So that's what's going to cause the infection. So you got to make sure you get the entire tick out, not just that sac. You don't want to break that. You want to get the entire tick out, head and all. Now, there are products on the market specifically that, you know, tick removers. So you got to be real careful with ticks. They can cause a lot of different problems.
I put hydrogen peroxide. I just spray it. And the tick, usually the head comes out then. And you can get it. I think there are other things. But then we get back around to tick and flea collars and what you recommend. This is something, this is a big business. You see these ads all over the place this time of year for the various tick. There's the commercial stuff. They put pesticides and ugly stuff on them. And then there are the all-natural ones. And some people make their own. What do you recommend?
I don't use any type of collar that has any type of chemical that's going to go around my dog's neck. I am not a flea collar fan or a tick collar fan. However, what I do is I'll take a flea collar and cut it up and put it in my vacuum cleaner. So when I vacuum the house, any fleas or tick eggs are vacuumed up and they don't check out. But I don't use them on my dog. I have made my own flea prevention things in the past and tick prevention.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's how we talked about that. What do you use?
I used to boil like grapefruit peels and orange peels. Since they don't like citrus. And citrus peels, I would boil them up, I would strain them, and mix some water with it, and make it into like a spray.
Isn't that where they
smell good?
the citrus thing, there's a candle, and I think there's also, what is it called, citron or something like that?
Citronella.
Is a collar? Citronella, that's it, right. Yeah, it's supposed to do the same sort of thing.
Citronella smells. That's what keeps the animals away, right?
Right.
If you were a dog or a cat, would you want to walk around smelling citronella 24/7? I don't know if I would. So the best thing to do and the most important thing to do with fleas and ticks is when you're treating your pet, you need to treat the environment at the same time. Because if you don't treat the environment at the same time, it's a losing battle. You're just not going to win. They just keep coming back. That's why that flea collar put into the vacuum cleaner bag is really, really, really critical. Because if you don't get the environment cleaned up. So you got to be really careful. And you know what I do is I massage my dog. I was going to say every day, but I probably do it like 4 times a week. And the reason I massage him, several reasons. Number one, to see if there's any lumps or bumps that I might miss and I want to take care of. But also to check to see if there's any fleas. And in terms of fleas, let me just tell people, everything on the market available for fleas might be okay. But I use the old-fashioned flea comb. You can get a flea comb at any pet store. Use a flea comb. It's really easy to use. You put it through the dog. Any fleas will wind up on the comb. You dip them in some alcohol, and they're dead. I prefer a flea comb versus all the chemicals that are out there.
I put them down the garbage disposal.
But they might come back that way. You never know.
They grind them up. How are they going to come back?
But with the eggs stay. The eggs are so tiny they can
grind
stay at the bottom.
Up.
You know? So I prefer a little alcohol. Little alcohol is a lot better. Just dip them in some rubbing alcohol.
Congratulations to some of the hero dogs. Remember all the earthquakes in the last week or two in Turkey and in Syria, and the rescuers coming from all around the world to aid in the efforts. And one of the things that was most marked about some of the people that came from the U.S. and Israel and El Salvador were their dogs. They brought their dogs with them to help find their 140 dogs that were inside of Turkey and Syria to help a number of different breeds. I thought this was pretty interesting that the national carrier Turkish Airlines gave them free rides to go over there.
Amazing animals. Amazing animals.
Huh? Isn't that a great? I think that's a great
story.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, you always have great stories. Listen to Warren every weekend, if you please, on The Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com, find the station. A lot of the same stations that carry this program are smart enough to carry Warren. Good advice for pet owners, always there. Warren Eckstein with Doug and Jay, 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.